Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Agroecology is political. El Salvador struggles to ban agrotoxics in favor of agroecology. The country with the least territory in Central America is also facing the reality of the monoculture model for export. In the last decade, the area of sugarcane monocultures had an increase of 50%, occupying about 80,000 hectares of the 930,000 cultivated in that country. Environmentalists and campesino movements are denouncing the impact generated by this model, hoarding of water resources, health problems in workers and nearby populations due to the use of agrotoxic products, child exploitation, deforestation, displacement of food crops for the local population, among others. Walter Gomez, an environmental promoter specialized in agroecology with Cesta Friends of the Earth El Salvador, says, in an interview with Real World Radio, how the sugarcane monoculture model has affected the country's food sovereignty. We have more than 400,000 people producing vegetables and basic grains like corn, beans, sorghum, rice, who have been threatened in recent decades by the expansion of monoculture sugarcane plantations. This crop, he continues, demands large amounts of water as well as agrotoxics that are fumigated by small planes, affecting many communities in a terrible way. The impacts of agrotoxic products in the country are severe. According to the Ministry of Health of El Salvador, between the years 2007 and 2012, almost 10,000 acute poisonings from contact and exposure to agrotoxics were registered in a national level. The ministry itself has tied the use of pesticides to cases of chronic kidney disease, which causes the death of between 500 and 800 people a year. Training networks and lobbying. Walter says that one of the focus of work for promoting agroecological practices is the area of Bajo el Empa, where the cane monoculture has advanced. We have groups of farmers there developing agroecological practices, that is, working on the recycling of nutrients, productive diversification, agroecological management of some pests or diseases. With them, we look for stability of the whole agroecosystem. The rescue of native seeds is another important line of work. There are already 8 seed sanctuaries in different communities, which are conservation centers where people take, exchange, and preserve seeds. An important task for a country which is vulnerable to the effects of climate change, like El Salvador, is adapting seeds. Last year there was a drought and the corn and part of the bean harvest were lost. Also, the climatic change contributed to an outbreak of a pest called yellow aphid, which ruined all of the sorghum. So this year precautionary measures were taken, always within the framework of agroecology, making some mineral broths to avoid pest damage. Walter stresses the importance of political work. Agroecology is political, he states, while he says that this year they have organized marches and lobbied the parliament to define the end of the use of agrotoxics in the country.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.